Hallelujah. That tune just makes you want to jump in a Ford, a Sanderson Ford, and drive yourself across the great state of Arizona, checking it out, looking at all the hidden corners, secret places, and lovely terrain we've got in the great state of Arizona. Sanderson Ford. Man, if you're interested in taking a look at a great new or used vehicle, Sanderson Ford would be the place I'd send you. Get to their website, sandersonford.com. 2022 Bronco Sports, 2022 Edges, the Escapes, the Expedition Max, the Explorer, the EcoSport, the Mustang Mach-E. I mean, take a look at and the F-150. I mean, the number one selling pickup truck for 43 years in America. Great lineup of vehicles.
And for years, I've said, you know, you just drive what the locals drive because they're going to have more parts. Guys are going to know how to work on them more and make them last longer. Well, I couldn't help but notice, pulling in this morning, our farmer that was in, driving a 250 Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And around the license plate, what do you think it said?
Sanderson Ford.
Sanderson Ford.
You see that? You see that little identity plate all over the Southwest? People don't only come from all over the state to buy at Sanderson. They come from all over the Southwest and the West to buy at Sanderson Ford. You would be doing yourself a great favor to experience the buying process that Sanderson Ford has. You can buy online, shop the car online, get approved online, and arrange for the car to be delivered to your house. Now, what could be easier than that? I know that accommodates a lot of people, but boy, you don't get the chance to stick your head in about 8 or 9 different models and smell that new car smell and test drive. I was out there test driving a couple weeks ago, and I didn't leave the lot till I had taken about 4 or 5 cars around the block. That's the way I like to shop, and the people at Sanderson are so accommodating for people like me and for people like you. That's why they are America's number one winning, award-winning Ford dealership, and they're right here. And they're committed to you, your community, and this state. Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale on Maryland.
And we've got callers online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We'll continue our paint conversation, but we're also here to help you, the Arizona homeowner. So let's start with, is that Greg? Wants to talk about stuccoing and repainting. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good morning. I've been sitting here trying to figure out how to articulate this question.
Okay.
I'm on the board of a HOA community. We have 36 units. The paint, the exterior paint, has not been maintained for, it hasn't been repainted for at least 12 years or so.
Okay.
So there's a lot of fading. There are 4x4 wood beams and things like that that no longer have paint on the top. So obviously we're getting some wood damage from not having that paint.
Okay.
So we've received paint bids in the past. The HOA doesn't have a ton of money, but we've received bids in the past. And those bids seem to, they range from, you know, there was probably a $50,000 gap in different costs.
Okay.
And so my first question is, when we go to tackle this project, and let me just say specifically stucco paint, more than likely, because I think we're going to get a contractor to actually do any wood repairs that we need.
Okay, good.
Separately.
Good.
Because
okay.
The paint bids never did cover that stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Where?
So we need to know exactly what are we looking for in a bid. We want to make sure that they cover everything so that we don't have surprises when we go to paint the exterior of the home.
Yeah.
And then the other idea that's been floated around too is the possibility of a restucco, because the stucco does have cracking in it. There is peeling paint. There's a lot of those things because it has been neglected.
Okay.
Well, how old is the home, are the homes themselves?
Any guidance on that?
Yeah.
How old are the homes themselves?
Okay, they're late 70s.
And where are they, Greg?
In Central Phoenix.
Okay. Well, look, you mentioned the HOA doesn't have a lot of money. It's going to take a lot of money to stucco and paint. I tell you what I'll do. I will thank you for listening to the show. And I've got nothing to gain by this, but let me come just walk the subdivision with you and kind of guide you on the questions you should be asking each of the people that are quoting the paint. I can tell you that if your paint bids are varying by $50,000, you must be looking at paint bids in six figures, right? I mean, what are they ranging from to what?
No, these paint bids were done about 3 or 4 years ago. We're going to be getting new paint bids, but
okay.
They were anywhere from $40,000 up to $99,000.
Is that per house?
Okay.
No. And that was just for paint.
Yeah.
And that didn't include, like, there were some things, like, let's say there were, rotted wood beams or whatever, right, that were not even part of that bid.
Right. They were ignoring all those. Well, if you're getting 40 to 90 to quote the painting, you're going to be about four times that to redo the stucco and do it right. So let me just call you now. I won't be able to get to it this next week, but I'll just come walk the subdivision with you. We'll take a look at the old quotes. I will write down the questions you should be asking whoever you're quoting it, who's ever quoting it next. And it's a big decision, and you've got the weight of the whole neighborhood on your shoulders as a part of the HOA decision-making process. Let me just come walk it with you. Would that be fair?
That would be fair. We just did that walk around ourselves, yeah. And I think we just, we think we know what we're looking at, but then we don't at the same time.
How many homes?
I would love your help in one fashion or another. I hate to have, put you out like that, but
I
use your site all the time for referrals for everything.
Okay. Well, then I owe you a thank you for that. And that's just a part of what Rosie does. He just travels around all week helping people at their house, home, castle, or cabin. I travel to Wiki Up to take a look at somebody's house. Going to downtown Phoenix isn't going to be a problem at all. I'm down in Pima County all the time.
And how many homes are in the HOA?
There's 36.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me come walk it with you.
And that $90,000 to paint 36 homes?
That's 3,000 a home. Yep, to power wash it and prep it and paint it.
That seems like a pretty fast, and with the amount of prep work it sounds like it's going to take.
If they're all single story.
Patch the stucco and do all the woodwork and clean. And
what we'll do is I'll film the walk around with Greg, and we'll make a YouTube out of it so that other people can know what questions or answers to ask. If their stucco and their wood are in similar conditions, how do you pick the right paint quote? Okay, Greg, we'll make a project out of this, but it's going to be about 10 days or 2 weeks before you hear from me. I've got your number. I'll give you a call. All right. We're on the topic of picking paint colors. We've talked a little bit. Rome, you ever make a color mistake?
There's no color mistakes.
Oh, okay. All right.
They can always be fixed.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I've definitely made color mistakes, that's for sure, in the past. But there was an article that you sent my way this week that I thought really was really good about things that might lead you into making mistakes and the things not to do. First and foremost, folks, don't make the decision too quickly. We've got the tools now. The paint manufacturers have the tools now to allow you to see the color through chips, through computer applications, digital applications. You can get samples of the paint. But know this, if you're looking at the peel and stick, or you're looking at the Fandex, or you're looking at the color chips, those are all produced by ink that are mixed to very closely match the paint, okay? Most people can't see the difference in their eyes. When you've got it narrowed down to one or two, go ahead and buy a quart of the actual paint and go apply it. And it's important how that's applied. And again, we're talking a lot about Sherwin-Williams. They're the largest coating company in the world. they'll actually sell you a sample kit where you get 2 quarts, you get a little roller pan, and you get little mini rollers. And you'll actually just go around and paint mini samples of 1 foot by 1 foot, again, on multiple walls of the room you're going to paint. Don't just put one sample up. You can do that of a couple samples. So don't make the decision too quickly. A job, a paint job done right, takes a bit of time and a bit of prep. You don't want to finish it, as I have on several occasions, and said, uh-oh, painting rooms only at night when you're home, and then taking the plastic down, opening the window and seeing it in the morning and go, oops. Okay, so don't make the decision too quickly. Another mistake is not considering the furniture or the colors that are in the house already. Are you going to change the floor covering? If you are, you better have samples of the new floor covering down when you're actually picking your paint.
And even if you're not planning on flooring, there's a good chance when you get done with your paint, it's going to look so nice and new. You're going to be like, ah, we got to do something about these floors now.
Absolutely. So think ahead. Are we changing a furniture? Are we changing window valances, window shades, window coverings? Any color change we've got going on, accommodate that in your paint choice. It's also key to you must consider the basis of what you're painting, okay? If you've bought a home that has an accent color that's bold and dark and you want to tone it down a little bit, just know, don't paint the sample on that bold wall because it won't come off the same color when you're done. You're going to have to prime that bold color. Get a couple layers of your paint sample on. And even then, your eye may play tricks on you. It might be when you need an expert. Going from bold to more neutral can be very, very tricky because you'll pick a color, surround it in a sea of bold colors, and then once you paint the whole wall that color, it doesn't end up being what you thought it would be. So there's just a couple tips we picked out of an article that was published in the Epoch Times on things not to do to make a mistake.